Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. How often do top athletes shift gears from physical to mental health? Well, we're going to talk about the extraordinary decision by Olympic gymnast Simone Biles. You probably know that story, right? Where she made a decision that really redefined strength in sports. And if you are curious about making your mental health a priority, I really work on a lot of the mindset stuff, the mental health stuff. Make sure you head over to talktoperry.com and you and I can have a conversation about that. See if we can customize a really great game plan for you to propel yourself moving forward. Speaking of propelling yourself, Simone Biles. I don't know a ton about her story, but I've watched her in the Olympics. I know that she's married to, well, the guy was either cornerback or safety for the Green Bay Packers, my team. Now he's going to another team. Oh, well. But it was really, really cool to see Simone dressed in green and gold for a lot of time. But here's the thing. You know, just as I'm seeing her resurgence, to the upcoming Olympics that's happening in Paris this summer. You know, I think back to the last Olympics where, you know, she's a name synonymous. If you're not familiar with her, she is synonymous with gymnastics excellence. I mean, she was like really, really amazing to watch. And here's the thing, you know, during the competition last Olympics, she boldly prioritized her mental well-being over the medals at the Tokyo Olympics. And that I think that was mind-blowing for a lot of people because, you know, sometimes we just go like, oh, just tough it out, just push through it, you know, and especially on that sort of big stage. And this wasn't just about taking a break. It was about setting a global standard. I think so many people just applauded that. You know, by stepping back, she spotlighted the often overlooked aspect of athletic life or the athlete's life, the mental pressure. I know she got a little bit wonky or something. It happened in a move, but I think that's maybe what ended up triggering that sort of thing where, you know, that move challenged all of us to reconsider what true success looks like and underscore that mental health is just as crucial as, you know, toughing it out, you know, with your physical prowess. So I start to think about, you know, back when I was going after my health and fitness goals, and the day came, I got out of bed and literally my legs didn't work. My back was excruciating pain. What I ended up finding out months and months later after scans and all this stuff, I had a degenerative disc disease, and the discs were compressing so much onto a nerve that just numbed everything from leg down and created this excruciating pain. But the thing was, my mindset was like, oh my gosh, I still have to figure out a way to exercise. I still have to figure out a way to do this. And so as I'm going through that little mental battle, I needed to realize that pausing is the better option here. You know, I did modify some things and really dialed it back, you know, to very, very light, if anything, sort of thing. And my recovery ended up being more physical therapy type of drills, but sometimes those physical therapy drills can seem like more intense than some exercises in that. But, you know, I just think back to that time that I'm like, you know what? Do the recovery. You already know that muscle memory is a thing, and your comeback will be so much stronger as opposed to pushing through the pain and the agony and causing further harm. And so That's one of the things, you know, she taught us, you know, it's okay to put well-being first. And that's what I want to help you with. If you are struggling to balance your personal health with those societal expectations, I mean, let's discuss strategies to put your well-being at the forefront. You know, I'm all about put yourself first. Because when you are at your best, then you can be your best for others around you. And that ripples out. So reach out, head over to talktoperry.com, and let's talk about setting those healthy boundaries for success. You know, Simone Biles, fascinating story. I'm sure there's lots of documentaries out there, but she didn't just perform an act of self-care. She amplified a vital message across the globe, respecting, listening to our bodies and our minds. And that is not a sign of weakness. That's what it was. It was like the epitome of true strength and resilience. And it really drew attention from so many people. So let her courage inspire you to take charge of your mental health, boosting both your energy and your ability to achieve your goals. Now just know you can choose to use your power and take control, or you can let the excuses, justifications, rationalizations, overthinking, even comparison control you and drain your power. It really boils down to deciding and committing to yourself and your goals and choosing to figure out new ways, looking at possibilities, learning from Simone, and then learning and growing and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find the show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.